Counting the rands, because it makes sense. Taking care of business on Raz FM.
13 minutes just after 5. Now, like I said earlier on, that NAFCOC in Mpumalanga has recently announced two very good strategic partnerships, which include the acquisition of a 20% stake of two engine fuel stations and the signing of a memorandum of understanding, which will make it very easy, or at least a bit easier, for its members to acquire and open Barcelos franchises across the province. These partnerships, of course, are aimed at driving economic growth and job creation in the province, and we're now joined by Mr. Hamza Ngwenya. He is the Emakazeni NAFCOC chairperson. Just for more on the strategic partnership, Mr. Ngwenya, good afternoon. Welcome to Taking Care of Business.
Good afternoon to you, to yourself, and your listeners at home.
All right, Mr. Ngwenya, maybe just tell us a little. Tell us a little bit more about these key strategic partnerships. Let's start with the acquisition of the 20% stake of these two engine fuel stations. I mean, why is this a strategic partnership, and what are you hoping to achieve through this partnership?
Well, firstly, as a Makazeni branch, we would like to express our deepest appreciation and congratulations to our provincial leadership, who is in a period of a year in office, have actually signed such a strategic partnership. We really congratulate them under the leadership of President Gay Mukwena, who has actually since shown that indeed they do care for our branches and our members in the province. So basically, as a branch, we are very much excited about these two strategic partnerships, because when we look at the 20% engine a fuel engine partnership that has been signed, it is a strength to the province. It is a strength to the portfolio of NAFCOC in the province. It will, in fact, increase NAFCOC capital strength and portfolio. And as a branch, we are hoping that through this partnership, the organization will increase its revenue generation, particularly through fuel sales, and it will also increase its visibility and credibility. So that is why we're so excited as branches, because we see this as a strategic partnership that will indeed take NAFCOC to the next level in the province.
And I mean, there's also then the partnership with Barcelos franchise, which I think is also one of the exciting partnerships, which we understand that there is a memorandum of understanding that was signed between the two parties. What's in this agreement, and how will it unlock some of the economic opportunities for the people of Mpumalanga?
Well, this is a great opportunity, particularly when you look at the current project that as NAFCOC we are busy with, of township economy, transformation of township economy, or reclaiming township economy. This will enable our members to own franchises in their locals, and it is an opportunity to empower our members, and also an opportunity that will contribute towards economic development or economic growth of various municipalities in the province. So as a branch, we are so excited, because our members will find an opportunity to own this franchise in their different wards, because Emakazeni has eight wards. So if our members will have an opportunity to each and every branch to have a franchise of Barcelos, which is a great opportunity, which will come with it the opportunity of training, which our members will be taken into training how to run the franchise, and also how to ensure that it also creates more job opportunities. So it is a great opportunity, because it will also create job opportunities for our communities. So that is why we're very much excited, and we see it as a strategic partnership on the basis that it brings both direct and indirect beneficiation to our member companies, and also to the general community in particular. So that is why we are congratulating the leadership of NAFCOC in the province for such a great work. And indeed, we hope and believe that through this franchise, NAFCOC visibility and credibility will continue to increase, and members will understand that it's not easy to get the franchise, but through this memorandum of understanding, I think the path is quite easy for our members to own this franchise. And we're also excited because we learned that the leadership in the province is actually in a process of also talking to funding agencies so that they can be funding for our members who so wish to own this franchise in their different wards. That is why it's an exciting opportunity for our members in our branch.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I mean, you just mentioned the difficulties of having, franchises. As a chamber of commerce and industry, how do we make sure that the barriers to entries into owning these franchises are being lessened? What conversations are being had as a chamber?
Well, as a chamber, that is why we are initiating engagement with other sectors. For instance, as a branch, recently we had our business breakfast where we have invited quite a number of sectors so that we look at partnerships, because it's only through partnership that we can be able to truly transform our economy. So that is why we are looking at our economy and what it actually demands. And we started looking at strategic partnership that we can look at in a form of making sure that our members are capacitated not to lose these opportunities, but to grab them as and when they come. That is why we are having a strategic partnership with the APSA as a bank to support our members to make their path easy when there are opportunities, to also ensure that the red tapes that are there for opportunities, it does not become a stumbling block for our members to access those opportunities. So we're trying by all means to come up with strategies to deal with the red tapes that are there, but also to make sure that there's access for our members to get all these opportunities. That is why, in terms of engaging number of funding agencies, like I've indicated, APSA as our strategic partner in terms of ensuring that our members, when they want to do business and they come across a situation where funding is a stumbling block, or there are other areas that are critical for them to go through them before they can get these opportunities. That is why also, as part of our processes, we are embarking on workshops so that we workshop our members to really understand the industry, because our task is to ensure that a black business is actually assisted to truly access this opportunity, so that when we talk about transformation, we don't talk about it as a lip service, but we talk about it practically through our programs that we are embarking on, and with the assistance of the provincial leadership and the regional leadership, in ensuring that our members do have spin-off in terms of the programs that we are embarking on that seeks to make easy for them to actually participate in the economy of our province and our branch in particular.
Brahamsa, maybe just in closing, because we're quickly running out of time, you've also further called for similar partnerships. What other interesting projects is the chamber working on, just to try and revitalize the economic growth in the province, and of course try and curb those high unemployment numbers?
Yeah, the one project that we are busy with, because when you look particularly in our branch, we are a mining municipality. And in most cases, we'll find that there are quite a number of opportunities that come out, and only to find that our members are unable to access those opportunities because of capacity. That is why we are in the process of embarking into engaging other strategic stakeholders like your Banner World in a form of getting into memorandum of understanding for our members to be able to easily get yellow machine. We're also in a process of, in fact, we have resolved to revive the Waterfall Boven WP Noka project as one of the strategic projects that had to do with number of opportunities, tourism, housing, and also health-wise. also a sport. So we are looking at reviving that particular project. We have also engaged the municipality to revive all LED projects, because we believe that if we can revive all LED projects within our municipality, we can be in a way to create more job opportunities and also to grow our economy and ensure that our members also grow. When the economy grows, our members grow. All what we want here is our members to grow. Hence, we are in business for money, for our members to have to make money, not to be spectators of money.
Bro Hamza, thank you so much for this afternoon. I think you've said a mouthful. And for the Chamber, I think these are very interesting developments, and I think we want to see more of this across the province. But this afternoon, thank you so much.
No, thank you very much.
All right, that is Mr. Hamza Ngwenya. He is the Emakhazeni NAFCOC chairperson, just letting us in on those two strategic partnerships with engine fuel stations, including those franchises with Barcelos. I think it's very interesting, especially on the backdrop and the background of those good news we heard last week. I mean, yesterday also on the GDP increasing. We want to see more of this. Up next in studio live, we've got Gugun Chuma.
The trends. The transactions. The Mpumalanga impact. Taking care of business on Raz FM.